Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What do you do when you're the President of the United States of America and your approval rating is dropping? You have a disaster with the economy, as Biden's economy created just 235,000 jobs in August alone. More than 10 million job postings are out there, and you miss the projections by 500,000. What do you do when you're Joe Biden? When one of the worst jobs reports you're in charge of in U.S. history? And what do you do when the White House is now having to defend another problem? That these numbers, the 235 jobs created in August, apparently could actually be overestimated because the last 2 weeks in August, you were dealing with the Delta variant, which, based on what we know about the Delta variant and COVID-19, when there is a surge, people stop looking for jobs and stop going to try to get jobs. They stay home. So it may be that the 235 jobs, quote, created in August is worse than that actual number is telling us. What do? You go back to the good old play of class warfare. Now, the median forecast of analysts that they had put together was 740,000 jobs and an unemployment rate of 5.2%. Yeah, that's all been shot to hell in a handbasket. And now the president has been forced to come out the White House and to do what the Democrats do so well, create job warfare, class warfare, tax warfare. This jobs report is nothing but a disaster. Everybody is saying it is a disaster. If you don't believe me, listen to MSNBC and how they describe this.
Breaking news this morning, the August jobs report is out, and it is a lot worse than we thought. The U.S. economy adding just 235,000 jobs in August, with the unemployment rate now at 5.2%. But that is a lot lower than the 720,000 jobs we expected. It follows several months of gains, and now we have clarity on the Delta variant's impact as we try to get back to normal. But what we are in is the I-don't-know economy. And with delayed returns to work and school and inflation hurting our recovery, where we go from here is still a big question mark.
Now, that's MSNBC, folks, right? We're in an I-don't-know economy. Not good if you're the president of the United States of America. So, of course, naturally, when you see MSNBC coming out saying we're in an I-don't-know economy, which is the most perfect synopsis of this president of the United States of America, it's like I don't know anywhere. Everything is an I-don't-know. This is exactly what you would expect. Now, Joe Biden tried to Jedi mind trick you at the White House when he said this, delivering his remarks after the media was eviscerating his leadership on the economy. Take a listen.
Look, as we head into Labor Day weekend, we have more evidence of the progress of our economy from last year's economic calamity. Today, we learned the economy created 235,000 new jobs in August, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.2%, the lowest it has been in 18 months. But despite the impact of the Delta variant, and I'll talk a little more about that in a minute, what we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong.
That's a lie. No one is saying what he just said, that we're looking at an economic recovery that's strong. Listen again to the words of this crazy man who happens to be the president.
What we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong.
What's that word? Can anyone tell me what that word is he just made up there? I'm trying to figure out what word he's trying to say here.
What we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong.
Oh, it's durable. Okay, well, at least we got that word out close enough.
The Biden plan is working.
The Biden plan is working? MSNBC just said that this is a jobs report that is a disaster. MSNBC just said that we're in a we don't know economy. MSNBC just said this is a disaster and one of the worst job reports in the history of this country. Joe Biden? No, I'm not paying attention.
The Biden plan is working.
Well, if this is the Biden plan, we're all screwed.
We're getting results.
We're getting results? You have one of the worst job reports, far below the predicted 750,000 jobs that are supposed to be created, and you got only 235, and those numbers actually may be inflated, and you want to tell me that the jobs report is, quote, working?
The Biden plan is working. We're getting results.
What are the results we're getting? I'm just out of curiosity. Want to know, Mr. President. What is it that more people are dependent on the government? What is it?
America is on the move again.
No, it's not. It's not on the move again. That's also a lie. You can fact check it. Your numbers are telling us that what you're saying right now is literally pathological lying.
In today's revision of previous month's job gains with the revision of July numbers.
What was that word? July. This guy can't even put together a coherent sentence right now, folks. And this is the guy in charge of our economy.
With the revision of July numbers, this report means that we have been adding an average of 750,000 jobs per month on average during the past 3 months.
That's not true. Your job report just said that we added 285,000 jobs in August. Why are you going to tell me and try to Jedi mind trick me into saying it's 700,000 jobs when we actually know, in your words, the beginning of your statement was 250,000? I'm going to quote you from 33 seconds ago. 33 seconds ago, Joe Biden just said, we have more evidence of progress of our economy from last year's economic calamity. The economy, and by the way, that's him blaming Trump, of course. The economy created 285,000 jobs in August. 285,000 jobs in August. And then immediately you just say, well, we averaged 700 basically.
Jobs per month on average.
Let's go back.
An average of 750,000 jobs per month on average.
30 seconds ago, you just said it's 285,000 jobs. So which one is it?
During the past 3 months. And in the 3 months before I became president.
Blame Trump. Notice how this is all go back to Donald Trump, right? Blame Donald Trump.
And in the 3 months before I became president. Well, we're adding 60,000 jobs a month.
That was in the beginning of COVID-19, when the entire economy shut down in every state virtually in America. You really want to compare that to now, post-vaccine?
Total job creation in the first 7 months of my administration is nearly double any prior first-year president.
Well, you had a massive retraction of jobs, a massive job losses because of COVID-19. So if you're comparing it to 10 million jobs that are open right now, I would hope you'd add some damn jobs, Mr. President. Now, MSNBC isn't the only one attacking the President of the United States of America right now for these dismal job reports. As this guy walks on TV and actually tries to tell you that everything is amazing and that his Biden plan is working perfectly. Right? The Biden plan is working magically. CNN. David Gergen on Biden's shrinking approval. He's saying, yeah, he's got a problem. He's got a big problem. His approval rating at 43%, disapproved 51%, unsure 7%. And after you just watch the president talk, I'm sure that number is going to go up, his disapproval rate, and his approval rate will go down again. This is incredible to see the rewriting of history here. I mean, even CNN had this to say about the August job numbers.
He is expected to speak about the latest jobs report, which was a huge disappointment, frankly, a huge surprise. The economy added just 235,000 jobs. That missed projections by 500,000. Let's begin with Christine Romans. Christine, projection estimates had this above 700,000. I mean, that's 485,000 jobs short. How? Why?
And even the whisper number was 400,000 or 500,000 if you thought this was going to be a disappointment. So economists really undershot this or overshot this. You know, here's why. Delta drag. The Delta variant.
I love it. You know, let's blame Delta. Delta variant, right? Go for that. Give them an out here. But even CNN can't even spend this number the way that Joe Biden is trying to at the White House.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. You look at the media, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, they're all trying to help Joe Biden out because his job approval rating is at 41%. strongly disapprove at 19%. Job approval rating among independents, only 35% approve. 56% disapprove. Independent disapproval is bad news for all Dems, not just the president. And so they're actually trying to figure out, all right, well, how are we going to do this, right? How do we spin this? Well, you send the crazy man out on TV and you just make crap up.
What we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong. The Biden plan is working. We're getting results.
The American people know that's a lie, right? The American people know it's a lie. They also hear the president come out as the economy is floundering and we have one of the worst job report numbers in history of any president in modern history. But the president is offering you some real things to grab onto, right? Because the president's job is to give you some tangible stuff here. You need some tangible stuff to convince people that really things aren't that bad. And if you want to know how Joe Biden's going to fix the economy, which he says isn't bad, right? It's actually in great shape. But if you believe it's in bad shape, we got a plan for that to make you like us.
Electrified the country, the TVA. Look, at the same time, the House and Senate have to advance my Build Back Better agenda. That bill contains critical investments in child cares to make it easier for families to be able to go to work and assure their child is being taken care of.
What was that word there? I'm still trying to figure out what the word is there, Biden.
Easier for families to be able to go to work and assure their child is being taken care of.
Oh, assure.
And home care for seniors, the polling data shows among your generation, all of you out here, your greatest concern is caring for your elderly parent, even more than your child. It's about paid leave, allowing people with a new child or a sick spouse at home to take care of them without risking losing their paycheck. Not indefinitely, but for a time period, they can actually make a difference.
Now, you may be asking yourself right now, what the hell is he talking about, right? This is all government socialism, right? This is socialism. We're just going to fix all your problems by sending you some more money, and we're going to give you all these benefits, and we're going to mandate all these things. The economy is teetering while the economy is going backwards, while inflation is skyrocketing, right? So what else are you going to do, Mr. President? Oh, we got it for you. Don't worry. I've got a silver bullet. The old guy who's in charge of America, he's got this silver bullet for all of us so you can sleep well tonight knowing Joe Biden has got a plan to fix our economy, which isn't broken, of course.
Universal pre-K and community college, making us significantly better educated.
Significantly better educated. I'm loving this sentence structure from the president. Nothing better than putting together a phenomenal sentence like that while you're advocating for better educated.
Universal pre-K and community college, making us significantly better educated.
Yeah.
Increasing our competitive edge globally.
Oh, global, yes. I don't even worry about globally, Mr. President. Let's just start with America. Can we go back to old school for a moment? Let's just try to fix that. I'm not even thinking about competing globally right now, okay? This ain't the Olympics, brother. Let's just try to get us like from not teetering on the edge of disaster.
Around the world over time. And we'll combat climate change.
I'm sorry, what? Hold on, we're talking about a jobs report here and you just brought up climate change? It's the President of the United States of America. All of our adversaries in the world are watching this guy. All of them are watching this guy. And he randomly decides, while telling you that the economy is strong when it sucks, telling you he's going to give you a bunch of government handouts that we can't afford to somehow fix the economy, blaming Donald Trump and, of course, the Delta variant. He then decides, I got another silver bullet. I'm going to talk to you about climate change.
And we'll combat climate change by building our clean energy future, creating, the experts point out, millions of jobs and building windmills and solar panels all around the country and transferring that energy.
Oh, okay. So what did we do under the Obama years when you guys were doing this then? Why didn't it work? Don't ask questions, of course, folks. Just go with it. Joe Biden just gave you the silver bullet. If you were afraid that the economy was teetering, that the jobs report was horrific, actually, not just a disaster, one of the worst in U.S. history. inflation skyrocketing, missing the projections by 500,000, one of the worst jobs reports in U.S. history. And this could be an overestimate of actually how many jobs were actually gained. If you're worried, don't be. Don't be worried, folks, because we got green jobs coming. We got green jobs that are going to create a bunch of windmills and solar panels, and it's going to somehow create millions of jobs.
Creating, the experts point out, millions of jobs and building windmills and solar panels all around the country and transferring that energy, transmitting it to parts that don't have that capacity. We're going to bring down the cost of prescription drugs by allowing Medicare to finally be able to negotiate drug prices with producers. Look, and so much more. Here's the thing you need to know. We're going to deliver these investments without raising.
We're going to deliver these investments without raising taxes. Okay, so how are you going to do it? How are you going to do that? Well, he says we're going to not raise taxes on average people, right? We're going to, you know, we're not going to raise taxes on average folks, right? You know, even MSNBC and CNBC came out when they had these numbers, and after the president spoke, they ripped him. CNBC panelists really upset about the president's lack of reality by saying, we don't have a jobs problem. We have a problem with, we can't find anybody to work. There's more than 10 million job openings right now, folks. People don't want to work because the Biden administration is telling you to stay home.
And what it says is that for various reasons, there just isn't labor supply in America right now. We've got 10.1 million job openings. Half the small businesses in America have jobs they can't fill. So this is really a labor supply constraint. It's a supply constrained economy.
So maybe if the president got the hell out of the way and actually let the economy do its thing, we'd be in better shape, right? Another CNBC analyst couldn't believe his eyes when he got the jobs report, which Biden says is, quote, the Biden plan, and it is working.
Yes, the jobs report is out. August non-farm payrolls increase a minuscule 235,000. 235,000, you heard me right. And if you look at private payrolls, they were up 243,000.
Dismal. That's the truth, folks. Dismal. And President Biden's approval rating sinking fast. So let's just tell everybody we've got a magic wand with the economy and everything's working great and the Biden plan is working.
15. Meanwhile, new polling shows President Biden's approval sinking fast amid the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. In the latest NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, 43% of Americans say they approve of the president's job performance. That's down 6% from July and the lowest mark for President Biden since taking office. Among independents, the president's rating fell 10 points from July to August. On the president's handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, 61% of respondents say they disapprove, including 71% of independents.
Yeah, but hey, the Biden plan is working great, folks. The economy's great. Pulling out of Afghanistan was perfect. We did nothing wrong. We did everything right. We only left 10% of Americans behind. If you voted for this idiot, all of this is on you. If you voted for this idiot because you didn't like mean tweets, you're a moron. If you voted for this idiot because you were an emotional voter who just Donald Trump offended you, you're an idiot. This is 7 months in. We got another almost three and a half years dealing with this moron who can barely put together a sentence, a coherent sentence, and can't get basic words out appropriately. And this is the guy who's running the United States of America. But hey, let's go back to taxes, because that's one of those issues that maybe Democrats will like me when I say rich people need to pay their fair share.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Take a listen to Biden trying to blame all the evil rich people that employ people in this country and saying, we're coming after you.
How are we going to do that? We're going to do it by leveling the playing field, by just having a fair system where we ask the largest corporations and the wealthiest Americans to begin to pay their fair share, not more.
That's right. Just their fair share, folks. Yeah. This is what you call class warfare politics. You're sinking in the ratings. People don't trust you. They think you're incompetent. You then tell them everything's working and this is the Biden plan. You got 10.1 million job openings. 50% of small businesses say they can't find anybody to work because you guys are literally competing with the private sector by giving out free government money. And then you come out and say, I got a problem. I got a way to fix this. We're just going to go after the people that employ a lot of people and tell them to, quote, pay their fair share. Yeah, just pay your fair share.
They can still make millions of dollars. The super wealthy are still going to be able to have 3 homes. It's not going to affect anything. The fact of the matter is, though, it's about time they begin to pay their fair share. For example, you've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again, but it's the best example to make clear to people a very complicated notion. 55 of the largest corporations in America last year paid zero in federal taxes. I don't care what your position is. It just seems to me it's time they start to pay their fair share, like everybody else. Just pay a little bit here. And it comes up to billions of dollars if they pay.
Just pay a little bit, and then you immediately contradict that statement by saying it's billions of dollars. Which one is it? Crazy old man in the White House? I mean, I've had enough of this guy. He can barely put together a coherent sentence. Clearly, he is not of sound mind. But to say something as stupid as what he just said, just pay a little bit. It's not that much money. And then immediately say it's billions of dollars. Like, this guy contradicts himself literally within 1 or 2 seconds.
The irony of ironies is during the recession and the pandemic, you've heard me say this before, I apologize for repeating it, where the vast majority of Americans are struggling just to hang on, the number of billionaires in America actually grew. Now, I want to hold here for just a second. If, you know, there have been so many records the stock market has hit under my presidency. Imagine if the other guy was here. We're doing great. It's wonderful. The stock market is surging. It's gone up higher than me than anybody.
I love this, right? Go back to attacking Donald Trump. This is all the guy has. This is it. Attack Donald Trump at all costs.
But that doesn't mean that it's the best for the economy. Look, stock market has set 40 record highs just this year. They can afford to pay just a little bit more. But folks, right now, the House and Senate are working on my plan to generate a fair tax system and close loopholes that big corporations and super wealthy use to pay less. To give you one example, there's a group of experts, left, right, and center, who estimate that right now we lose more than $100 billion a year in tax revenue owed from the top 1% of taxpayers alone. Not because of low tax rates, but because the wealthy people aren't paying the taxes they owe. We're going to change that so that they pay taxes just like typical hardworking Americans do right now. We're going to use the money we collect from the tax cuts to give tax cuts to middle-class families.
That doesn't even make any sense. We're going to use money from the tax cuts to help middle-class Americans with tax cuts. Where did the tax cuts come from? This is a babbling, incompetent president of the United States of America. And I will remind you of the last 7 months in Joe Biden's presidency. You've got the catastrophe in Afghanistan, Americans still stranded, being hunted down by the Taliban. Billions of dollars of U.S. weapons are now in the hands of the enemy, ISIS, K, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban. You have a inflation crisis. You now have a job crisis. You have an economic crisis. All three of those things are different crises, by the way. You have a border crisis. You have the worst jobs report, missing expectations by 500,000 of any modern day president. And this dude goes back to blaming Donald Trump for what he's done in the last 7 months. You cannot undo this job report disaster. One of the worst in U.S. history. You cannot undo that. It's impossible to undo the numbers and what they are. And when you look at these numbers, I mean, the fact that the U.S. economy only added 235,000 jobs in August, the unemployment rate is at 5.2%. The Labor Department said, this is not good because we actually were expecting 740,000 jobs and an unemployment rate of 5.2. This is horrific. And they're saying, by the way, these numbers may be inflated. They actually may be higher than that. Those that are in this sector in the government are actually now saying they believe, well, more than likely the last 2 weeks of August were worse than what we're estimating. Yeah. So if you think this guy's going to fix our problems here, good luck with that. Now, if you want Captain Obvious statement here, Joe Biden did come out and say there's no question the Delta variant is why today's jobs report isn't stronger, he says. Well, why did you blame Donald Trump for 3 minutes in the same speech saying it's all his fault? Is it Delta's fault or is it Joe Biden's fault? Which one is it? Or is it Donald Trump's fault? Which one is it? I mean, just make up your damn mind, because you blame Trump and then you say it's Delta is the reason why the jobs report isn't stronger. And you also said earlier, again, I'm quoting you, bro, the Biden plan is working.
We're not where we need to be in our economic recovery. There are two critical tasks ahead this month to get us closer to our goal and to take the next steps in our recovery. And the first, we need to make more progress in fighting the Delta variant of COVID-19. This is a continuing pandemic of the unvaccinated. since becoming president.
Oh, okay, so now it's the unvaccinated. Let's attack them. That's what the problem is now. Okay, so it's Donald Trump. Wait, let me scratch that. It's the last administration, which by default is Donald Trump. No, let's scratch that. It's the Delta variant. No, let's scratch that. Actually, everything's fine, and the Biden plan is working.
And I've ramped up testing, secured enough vaccine for every single American, and gotten 175 million Americans fully vaccinated.
So he's done a lot. By the way, the vaccine was brought to you by Donald Trump in Operation Warp Speed. But no, we're not going to tell you that. I've done it all. I'm Joe Biden. I've done everything. I'm the one that gave you the vaccine for every American. I'm the one that created it. I'm the one that gave it to you. I'm the one that you should be loving right now. Why are you hating on me, people?
Still too many have not gotten vaccinated. And it's creating a lot of unease in our economy and around our kitchen tables. Today's report shows that the steps we've taken, passing the rescue plan and vaccinating 175 million people, make our economy capable of growing and adding jobs, even in the face of this continuing Delta surge. A strength in our economy very different from the way things were last winter. There's no question the Delta variant is why today's job report isn't stronger.
Isn't stronger? How do you say it's not stronger when you miss projections by a half million? How do you say it isn't, quote, stronger when the jobs report disaster is one of the worst in U.S. history? And these numbers could actually be overestimated. This isn't a strong jobs report. This is a disaster, an economic disaster created by you with an inflation issue. With 10.1 million jobs available that Americans are refusing to go back to work because they're having to compete with the government and what you guys did under your administration. Incentivizing people to not work, incentivizing people to not get a job, to not go back to their old job. You did this. No one else did it. You did this. To imply that there's no question that the Delta variant is why today's job report isn't stronger, and then say the Biden plan is working. And then to mock Donald Trump saying, quote, imagine if the other guy was here when the stock market hit record highs. Like, come on, man. Oh, and if you want to know if he answered any questions about like Afghanistan or even about the BS numbers with the economy and the story he was trying to tell, here is Joe Biden's response to your questions, America.
Thank you all very much.
On the status of getting Americans out of Afghanistan.
Mr. President, what about booster shots? What about confusion about booster shots, sir?
Yeah, what about getting those Americans out of Afghanistan? What about booster shots, Mr. President? What about answering a question, Mr. President? Nah, we don't need to do any of that. I just walk out there, read from a teleprompter, and leave the room because I've been told that's the only thing I'm allowed to do right now. I mean, I'm just the President of the United States of America, and I obviously can't handle questions. So let me read this and walk away. Have a great weekend, because I'm going back to nap time in my vacation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids
and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and then you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
All right, I want to pivot real quick to this other extremely important issue, and that is getting Americans out of Afghanistan. Joining me now is U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator, I appreciate you coming on today and giving us this update. And let's start with this. Number one, the reports coming out, or is that people and private organizations are begging right now, and when I say begging, I mean literally are begging to get the assistance, the help to get people out, all right, of the country. People from other nations, you know, our land planes in other nations, and then be able to try to get people across the border. That's what we're being told right now. And what we're being told is that the State Department pretty much is doing nothing. They're doing nothing at all. Now, I want to go back to, I think we got a better connection with the senator now. Senator, let's start again with a question I was asking you a moment ago in case you couldn't hear exactly what I was saying. We are being told that there are private individuals who are trying to get airplanes into other countries around Afghanistan to try to get people out of Afghanistan. The State Department is virtually doing nothing to help. Is that what you're hearing as well?
We are hearing that there is a difficulty. I had just had a text message from someone who had been at DOD for several years. And I will tell you this. We are, pardon me, we're working as much as we can. We're working with state. Our office, our Senate office, has handled about 2,000 cases trying to help get Americans, get SIVs, individuals out. And we're continuing this work to find places where we can get planes in or we can get planes out. The goal is to save every single one. And let me tell you something, Ben. If it is not a priority with Joe Biden to get every American out, if 90% is good enough for him, it is not good enough for me. It is not good enough for the American people. And they are just so upset with this. So many of our military, our guardsmen that have worked with drivers and translators and intel sources, what they are hearing right now from these SIVs that got left behind and their families that got left behind. This is inexcusable, and the State Department did not do the heavy lift that was necessary to meet this accelerated timeline.
You know, you look at the it seems to be total just, I would argue, dereliction of duty from the State Department, from this White House. The State Department spokesman Ned Price couldn't even answer a very basic question that was asked to him about Americans abandoned, Americans left behind. Listen to this.
Yes. Did you have a number for, have any Americans gotten out since that last flight?
I don't have data to provide on that front.
I mean, I don't have data to provide on that front. They don't even know if one American has gotten out since they left. How does the State Department not know that when the State Department is supposed to be in charge of getting Americans out now that the Pentagon has left and the military has left?
Well, it is. You're exactly right. It's their job. And newsflash for Ned Price. These are human beings. They are American citizens. They are American partners and allies. They are not a data point on your spreadsheet. These are individuals that we made a promise to, and Joe Biden has broken that promise. He is weak. He is disinterested. He is callous. He is hard-hearted. There are just no words sometimes to describe what he has done and how he's done it.
You're a U.S. senator, you've been a congresswoman, you've dealt with a lot of ups and downs in different administrations, you've dealt with Republican presidents, Democratic presidents. I know the answer to this. You've never dealt with an administration like the Biden administration, what we're witnessing right now. But what are the options now for so many senators and congressmen like you to even try to get people out of the country and try to help? I mean, if the White House is just saying, we're done, we're looking the other way, it's game over. At this point, is there any option but for these former military members to virtually go rogue and try to get their own people out that helped them? I mean, we have the interpreter, we've been told, that helped save Joe Biden's life, John Kerry's life, and another senator when their helicopter over Afghanistan was forced to make an emergency landing because of snow. And that interpreter that went with a quick reaction force from Bagram Air Base to help save their lives, that interpreter has been left behind begging to get out of the country. And the White House, Jen Psaki, says, oh, we'll get him. Well, maybe not if the Taliban gets him first.
Well, you're right about that. And see, when they left the embassy, they say they destroyed all this data. There's biometric data. The stories that we're hearing about people who have worked in our embassy or worked with some of the NGOs or some of the Christian organizations, people that have served our military and fought alongside them, we don't know what kind of persecution or maybe even death, what they're going to endure because of their affiliation with us. And Ben, this is why our allies are now looking at us and saying, is the USA going to be a dependable ally? And it is why I have said Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Lloyd Austin, General Milley, Susan Rice, they should all, Anthony Blinken, they should all resign. What they have done in the name of the United States of America, this is not how we conduct ourselves. We do not abandon people. We do not leave people behind. We stand up and we fight. We fight for freedom. We fight for freedom's cause every single day.
It is truly unconscionable where we are right now for people that are listening, and maybe they have family or friends that they're still trying to get out of the country in Afghanistan, or veterans that are still trying to get their interpreters out of the country. What is the playbook for this? I mean, what is the rule, the order of command? What should people be doing first, second, and third? Do we even have that from the State Department now?
No, we don't. And we had a briefing call with Secretary Blinken, Mayorkas, Austin, and General Milley yesterday, and I was in the queue right at the top, but of course they never called on me for my question. And one of them was, okay, since the last flight got out of there Monday night, we have received no instruction. We know we have people that had their papers that went to the airport but could not get through the gate. So we don't know what the next step is. How are they working with Pakistan and with other countries to get flights in and out to get people? How are these charter flights going to be happening? How are they working with the Taliban? What are they telling our allies about how they're working with the Taliban? When are they going to secure that southern border? Because Joe Biden let that Bagram go back to the Taliban. They opened the gates. They freed 5,000, 5,000 Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. So are we securing our border so that these people do not come to our homeland? What kind of assurances are you giving that you are going to apprehend these people? I've got a list of questions, but they don't want to give answers.
Last question for you. 87 is the new number of generals and admirals that have joined together, signing their name, demanding that not only does Austin, but General Milley resign for this Afghanistan disaster. Do you believe they should resign for what they have just done, leaving on purpose 10%, their number, not mine, of Americans stranded in a dangerous area controlled by a brutal enemy, along with the Afghans who supported American forces?
Yes, they should resign. One, if they were too timid to speak up and say to the President of the United States, sir, to move from a conditions-based withdrawal to a date certain is a very dangerous thing. If they were too timid to say, sir, the CIA has told us the Taliban is aggressive in their movements. The CIA has pulled out. We need to reassess this. We need to review. If they did not do that, then absolutely they should resign. I think every one of them should resign.
You know, resigning for me, I think, is a no-brainer. But I also, and I do want to ask you this, do we have any leverage? I mean, with the Taliban, they need money. We've seen they have a currency issue already. We're seeing them telling people you can only get so much money out of the bank every day, even though it's your money. Why are we acting like we have no leverage? I mean, why aren't we looking at the Taliban saying, if you guys want any humanitarian aid or anything from us ever in the future, you better let us get all of our people out? We still, it doesn't seem, are using any leverage that we genuinely have right now to get people out. How is that possible?
Here's what I think happened. We have the war on terror. Why did we call it the war on terror? Because the Islamic radicals did not have a home country, per se. We were not fighting a nation state. What this administration has done is to give these radicals a nation that they can control. It is now the Islamic Emirate. So what we have to realize is they have done a lot of this. Biden and his administration, I think this has been intentional. You know, this is something that they have intentionally done. They wanted to say, we have washed our hands of Afghanistan. So I think that they're very shy to use any kind of leverage. And then not just with the Taliban, look at what they could do with China and Russia and Iran, who are all partnering up with the Taliban. They could be doing sanctions. And they're not doing anything. They are sitting there on their hands. Of course, they were all on vacation. They were out at the Hamptons. They had to come back. They were out at Camp David. They had to come back. And they have allowed the Taliban to move forward. You know, they said they didn't want to. The USA could have taken control of Kabul until all of this process was done, but they decided not to do that.
Yeah, the Washington Post reporting that, which is shocking, that literally there was a meeting between our government and the Taliban where they said, hey, you guys can control all of Kabul until you get your people out, or we can, you pick. And we said, all we want to control is the airport. You guys can control the city. And that is when we sealed the fate of people to their deaths.
That's right. So you look at this myriad of decisions that they have made, and this is why they all need to go. What they have done is so wrong. It's not fair to our men and women in uniform. It is not fair to the U.S. citizen. Leaving all of that equipment, abandoning Bagram Airfield, that's not right. Not fair to the U.S. taxpayer. And then to say we're going to provide humanitarian aid to the Taliban. The Taliban are terrorists. You cannot have diplomatic relations with a terrorist organization.
Senator, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. Former Obama officials are ripping Biden's disaster. A montage that's been put together by the RNC gives you different voices you may remember. You're going to hear Jay Johnson, Obama's Secretary of Homeland Security. You're going to hear Leon Panetta, Obama's CIA director. You're going to hear Ryan Croker, Obama's Afghan ambassador. You're going to hear David Petraeus, Obama's CIA director as well. You're going to hear Mike Mullen, Obama Joint Chiefs chairman. These are some of the people that I am about to play for you, including James Cunningham, Obama's Afghan ambassador. They're all now criticizing Joe Biden, saying that what he has done. Mark that, Diaz. 3, 2, 1. Saying that what he has done is reprehensible. It's disgusting, and people will die because of Joe Biden's ability to screw things up. Remember, Barack Obama actually said, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to blank things up. Remember, Osama bin Laden actually told the Taliban, under no circumstances are you to target the Vice President Joe Biden, because he believed that if he was able to take over America, that it would be good for the Taliban because he would screw things up and is not equipped for the job. Take a listen to all these former Obama administration officials ripping Biden's Afghanistan disaster that he says is a success.
Collapse rapidly because of the way in which we got out.
I think of John Kennedy and the Bay of Pigs. It unfolded quickly, and the president thought that everything would be fine, and that was not the case.
It has created a global crisis, quite frankly.
You cannot defend the execution here. This has been a disaster.
Well, they clearly were caught off guard by the events of the last 72 hours.
How his decision was made to withdraw, but then its execution, which has been so far catastrophic.
Our national security is threatened.
This is a Dunkirk moment, or perhaps a Saigon moment.
This tragedy was completely preventable.
Nobody wants the Saigon image, and obviously we ended up with another Saigon image.
It's kind of like the Dunkirk evacuation.
We do have to regard the recent turn of events as creating a real risk of another terrorist organization, whether it's ISIS-K, Al-Qaeda, trying to reestablish a foothold in Afghanistan.
It's a really rough time. It didn't need to be this way.
The fact that there was little to no real planning done.
I'm left with some grave question in my mind about his ability, speaking about the president, to lead our nation as commander-in-chief, to have read this so wrong, or even worse, to have understood what was likely to happen and not care.
Admit the mistakes that were made.
So they were behind the curve from the beginning of the announcement.
The situation is absolutely heartbreaking. It is tragic. It's disastrous.
And the execution in particular does not speak to competency.
They will provide a safe haven for Al-Qaeda.
It's a failure, and he needs to own that failure. He's the commander-in-chief.
It has emboldened violent Islamic radicals. So they might be doing a little bit of high-fiving.
They might be doing a little bit of high-fiving, referring to the Taliban. Every single voice that you just heard was a former Obama official. Every one of them. None of those were Republicans. None of those were conservatives. None of those were partisan hacks. That was all Obama administration officials that worked with Joe Biden when he was the vice president. But hey, we got 90% of the people out. That's our new definition of success in America.
The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave.
You want to know something else that's messed up? How deranged this guy is? Biden contradicts his own statement saying, remember that this was, quote, a good exit. A good exit. Then saying a poor exit was inevitable, so no one could have done any better than I did.
Now some say we should have started mass evacuations sooner. And couldn't this have been done in a more orderly manner? I respectfully disagree. Imagine if we'd begun evacuations in June or July, bringing in thousands of American troops and evacuating more than 120,000 people in the middle of a civil war. There still would have been a rush to the airport, a breakdown in confidence and control of the government, and it still would have been a very difficult and dangerous mission. The bottom line is there is no evacuation from the end of a war that you can run without the kinds of complexities, challenges, and threats we faced. None.
So which one is it? Biden says we made a good exit, says it was great. Then he says a poor exit was inevitable, that no one could have done any better than we did. No one could have done anything any different than we did it. Which one is it? I'm genuinely confused now. Which one is it, man? This is a man that when he said to the Americans in Afghanistan and the family members in America begging for him to save their family members in Afghanistan, that we are going to get everybody out, and he knew it was a lie when he said it. We're now being told that he knew when he said this that it was a lie, that he was looking at you and lying to you.
But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
That was a lie, and when he said it, he knew it was a lie.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God. You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Joining me now to talk about this is U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty, who is helping desperately to get Americans out of the country, trying not to leave people behind, which Joe Biden definitely has done. Senator, the president was yelling at Americans in his I Did It video to the world. I did it. It was a success. It was an extraordinary success. Biden admits, by the way, that he stranded 10% of Americans in Afghanistan. What are you telling people that may be calling your office? I mean, there was a congresswoman that asked the same question. She said to Anthony Blinken, to President Joe Biden, what do I tell Americans stranded in the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan to my constituents that are calling? I don't know what America's plan is. Do you?
No, I think the plan that was designed was a press plan, a press release. That's what Joe Biden focused on, a press release that was going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and the fact that he'd retrieved all U.S. soldiers from Afghanistan. That's what they put their attention to, is the media and the spin, not to owning this, not to implementing it properly. And I tell you, putting an arbitrary deadline in place, I've advised against this from the very beginning. The deadline, the only deadline, should be when we get the last American out of there. They did not heed my advice, nor did they heed the advice of many military advisors and the Secretary of State, as I understand it. He just set his deadline to make certain that the press release worked. Well, you know what? The American public aren't buying it.
Nancy Pelosi, and this was a shocking move that has not gotten a lot of media attention, we are being told, blocked Republican members of Congress from reading the names of the slain U.S. troops, a new report has said. Republican representatives blasting the speaker after they say she deliberately blocked them from reading the names of the 13 U.S. service members who were killed in Afghanistan on the House floor. I can't even get my head wrapped around this. Why would you block that?
I think it just goes to the overall strategy that the Democrat leadership is deploying to divert responsibility, to spin this, and hope it goes away in the media. It's not going to happen. And I'll tell you, it's just heartbreaking when I see that sort of disrespect. The hardest part of my job is the call that I had to make just this Sunday, this past Sunday. I had to call the family of one of our slain soldiers, one of those 13. He's from Knoxville, Tennessee, a 23-year-old staff sergeant. I spoke with his parents. I told him that the people of Tennessee's heart go out to him, that we appreciate and respect the service that he provided, the fact that he was willing to risk his life to extract Americans to help others. It's the ultimate sacrifice that he made, and we will always remember him and respect him for that. That's the only way that we can possibly, as Americans, address this. We can't sweep it under the rug. We can't act as if it didn't happen. Nancy Pelosi is so out of tune right now and so out of touch with America, just like Joe Biden. The American public will not stand for this.
President Biden delivering these remarks in the White House on the end of the war in Afghanistan, a day after the last American military planes left the country. And he says it's a success, admitting by his own numbers that 10% of Americans were left behind. What's even more shocking is we actually got out almost 24 hours before the real deadline. What was the logic or the reasoning behind that? I mean, why didn't we use those last 20 hours to try to make one more run? And we were told that of the last five airplanes that left, not a single American civilian was on any of those airplanes. How did that happen?
Well, if I go back to my days serving as U.S. ambassador, I had to put in place what's called a non-combatant evacuation operation. I was ambassador to Japan, the third largest economy in the world. On any given day, we would have had 250,000 Americans in that country. And you remember, Ben, when I was ambassador, the North Koreans began to fly intercontinental ballistic missiles over Japan. I completely reworked my non-combatant evacuation plan. We call them NEO plan for short. I completely reworked my NEO, but I had a plan to gather, to process, and to flow Americans under every scenario. I'll tell you this, without giving away the classified portions of my plan, the last thing you would do is move the military out first, which was the initial execution error that the Biden administration made in Afghanistan. The fact that military run the last planes, that would be consistent with the planning horizon, except for the fact that they were willing to leave Americans behind, except for the fact that they would not go out and extract Americans who couldn't get to the Kabul gate. They left Americans in a position, in a posture, where they could not help themselves. Yet that was the message that they were getting from the State Department. Get yourself to the gate. Undertake your own risk. This is totally inexplicable to the average American citizen, and it's impossible for me to understand as well.
You know, you look at Joe Biden yesterday. He was trying to blame Donald Trump, saying, well, I kind of inherited this pullout. Donald Trump warned and is on the record, and the media knows this. He warned against a hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan 4 years ago. 4 years ago in Fort Myer in Virginia, at Fort Myer in Virginia, Trump delivered a speech outlining the strategy in Afghanistan and South Asia, where he said the nation, quote, must seek a honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices made, and warned that a, quote, hasty withdrawal could create a vacuum for terrorists in the country. His warning, he said, was very clear. We will not have a disastrous withdrawal. We will do it in the right way, and we will make sure it's orderly. Fast forward 7 months in of Joe Biden's presidency, and he's like, hey, it's a good day. I know we had a bunch of Americans die. I know we left some dogs behind, but it was an unbelievable success. I know there's hundreds of Americans left behind. Is there any plan to get them out? I mean, I know they say, well, they're going through the State Department, but the reality is the Taliban is not going to let them leave, just randomly go to an airport, jump on a plane. Am I right?
It's very hard to imagine that scenario that you just described, Ben. I think this is going to be a continuing effort on behalf of the American government. You know that we've got assets the Taliban wants. They want to be recognized internationally. This could turn out, and I pray it doesn't, but this could turn out to be a massive hostage situation where the Taliban uses now these American assets that we need, our American citizens, and tries to use them to leverage the Biden administration to get what they want. We need to be putting in place plans to get those Americans out. However, we need to do it. And the Biden administration, I pray, is working on this right now.
It doesn't seem that they're working on much more than a press release. It seems like they are accepting the fact that Americans will die. I mean, if you leave behind hundreds of Americans, you know you're not going to get every one of them out just based on statistics and based on the Taliban and based on their actions. I mean, we know the Taliban well. We know they're a terrorist organization, no matter what you try to, you know, change them out. I mean, you look at Operation, Pineapple Express, where U.S. vets are volunteering to secretly rescue allies in Afghanistan. How did we fall so much as a country where now guys in the military are having to go rogue, basically, to save the people that helped them? Hell, we even know that an interpreter that helped save Joe Biden's life when his helicopter was forced to land Afghanistan in a snowstorm is begging the president now to save him and his family. He's in Kabul, we now know. And this guy, he was left to die.
I saw that. I think it just goes to the fact that the American public was sold a bill of goods in the 2020 election. They tried to present Joe Biden as some sort of stable-handed, you know, foreign policy expert that knows how to navigate in a cool-handed way all types of international situations. This is based on the fact that he was a career politician in Washington. What we didn't have was a business person like myself, like President Trump, somebody that understands how to execute and get things done. What we got was somebody that lives press release to press release. And for him to try to spin and deflect this rather than own the responsibility of those American citizens' life is infuriating to every American, particularly those soldiers that are putting together this operation right now to go back and rescue them. They know that they've given their lives, that they've risked their lives to help Americans in precisely this predicament. And the fact that Joe Biden wants to turn his back on it is nauseating to us all. I'll add this. One of the worst possible outcomes as well is the fact that Joe Biden has left behind some $80 to $90 billion worth of the world's best, most sophisticated military equipment. That's in Afghanistan right now. They are fully armed. And to the extent they can't utilize this against us in this cauldron of terror that he's created, it's going to become the biggest arms bazaar in the world. Russia, China, Iran, they'll be there buying and reverse engineering everything they don't already have. I mean, this is a disaster of epic proportions on so many levels. And Joe Biden, acting as though he can blame this on the previous administration. Look, he certainly ignored President Trump's stay in Mexico policies that were so successful, tore that up right away and crashed the border. The Keystone XL pipeline, no trouble undoing that. Everything that he's done has been almost in spite of Trump. And then suddenly here he is saying that Trump tied his hands. He's got to abide by something that Trump did. This isn't even the plan that Trump had in place. Again, spinning, deflecting, and focusing on the press release. That's this guy's MO.
Last question for you, Senator Bill Hagerty, my guest today. We know that China says they will use the Belt and Road Initiative to create universal, quote, rules and standards in Afghanistan. They want the $1 trillion in resources, lithium and other things in the ground there. They're willing to do whatever deal they got to get done with the Taliban to give them protection, to give them security, to make sure that the UN or others don't come down on them. Anytime that there is a vacuum, a void, we know who's going to take it over. It is Asia. It's China. And this is what they're now doing. How concerning is it that China is going to roll in there, put in these roads, prop up the Taliban, protect them from sanctions, and also they're going to say, hey, we're going to give you guys protection so that America can never come back in, because if we're here in a major way, then America is out in a major way. Your thoughts on that, lastly?
I think it's entirely predictable. When they talk about their Belt and Road Initiative, they're going to set standards that suit China, meaning they're going to put Huawei infrastructure there. They're going to control the Taliban. They're going to control the country. What they want are the natural resources that are there. And you think about the human standards, it's going to be the same standards that apply to the Uyghur population in China. They could care less about human rights. This will be yet another source of slave labor. It'll be a source of natural resource extraction. And this will be yet another place that'll be a strategic location for them to continue to extend their power and their influence. That's all this is about, is expanding China's power and presence in the world. And the Afghan citizenry will be the victims of it, and they'll pay off the Taliban in the process.
I leave it to Joe Biden, as this new report coming out from the Washington Post saying the U.S., quote, rejected an offer to control the city of Kabul during the evacuation, instead purposely handed over the city to the Taliban. Only Joe Biden could be dumb enough to do that.
Senator, it's heartbreaking, Ben. I saw the same report.
It's sad. I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back again real soon. Make sure you share this. Please share this podcast on social media. Text it to your friends. Let them know about this so that more people will hear it. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.